Today, ouch, wages up, but still below inflation. Hi again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics, often those posts covering finance and property news. Well, Australian wages accelerated at the fastest pace in over 14 years in the 3 months through to September, and reached the Reserve Bank's peak forecast while still remaining well below the inflation rate. So in real terms, average Australian wages continue to go backwards against inflation at around 5.4%, and productivity improvements are nowhere to be seen as migration continues at record pace and unit labour costs continue to rise. The ABS said that the wage price index rose 4% in the third quarter from a year earlier, which was above economists' expectations of 3.9% and matched the RBA's forecast for the year end. On a quarterly basis, wages grew 1.3%. That's the highest in the 26-year history of the index. Annually, seasonally adjusted private sector wages growth was higher than the public sector at 4.2% compared to 3.5%, and that's the highest annual growth in the private sector since December 2008, and for the public sector since June 2011. For jobs with a wage movement over the previous four quarters, the share of jobs that recorded an annualized increase above 3% continued to expand. That's since June 2022. More than half, at 59% of all jobs that recorded a wage change over the previous 12 months, received an annualized increase above 3%, compared to 38% of jobs in September 2022. All states and territories recorded higher quarterly wages growth when compared to the previous September quarter. Queensland recorded the highest quarterly rise at 2.3%, the largest for the state since the commencement of the series. Private sector jobs in the healthcare and social assistance industries were the main drivers of state growth. The public sector notably also recorded a larger contribution compared to the same time last year. Through the year, growth for the state lifted to 4.7%, which was the largest state movement in Australia, as well as the highest annual rise for Queensland since 2006. Victoria and the ACT recorded the lowest quarterly wage growth of all states and territories at 1.5%, and Victoria also recorded the lowest annual wage growth at 3.7%, though this was the highest annual wage rise for the state since 2011. Now, the ABS said that a combination of factors led to widespread increases in average hourly wages this quarter. In the private sector, annual growth was mainly driven by the Fair Work Commission's annual wage review decision, the application of the aged care work value case, labour market pressure and CPI rises, all factored into wage and salary reviews. The public sector was affected by the removal of state wage caps and new enterprise agreements coming into effect following the finalisation of various bargaining rounds. Wage growth increased this quarter across each of the different methods that are used to set pay. Jobs paid by individual arrangements were the main driver of wage growth, with award and enterprise agreement jobs also contributing more to wage growth than historically seen in the September quarter. Many public sector jobs were affected by the end of state wage caps and the resolution of wage negotiations. This resulted in initial or backdated increases being paid for jobs covered by the newly appointed enterprise agreements, the ABS said. Two elements that drive increases in the wage price index are the proportion of jobs that have a wage increase and the size of the increases received. In original terms, they said, across all public and private sector jobs that had a wage movement in the September quarter, the average change was 5.4%, up 4% in the September quarter 2022. The growth was mostly driven by increases in wages in the private sector. Almost half, 49%, of all private sector jobs recorded a movement, with the average increase being around 5.8%. This compared to a public sector where 34% of jobs record an average pay rise of 3.3%, the ABS said. In original terms, both the highest quarterly and annual growth rates were seen in the accommodation and food services industries, 3.2% and 5.5%. Some hospitality jobs received two award increases over the year, driving the higher than usual annual growth for this industry. The healthcare and social assistance industry also saw significant wage growth of 3.1% for the quarter and 4.9% annually. Many jobs in this industry had wages set by awards or enterprise agreements with scheduled increases linked to the Fair Work Commission's annual wage review 2022-2023 decision and higher wage provisions for aged care workers. The mining industry recorded the lowest quarterly index growth at 0.8% across all industries. The lowest annual growth at 3.1% was recorded by the finance and insurance services industry. The data indicates that pay gains are still relatively contained compared with global counterparts and remain detached from inflation, which is currently running just under 5.5%. That reinforces expectations the RBA will keep borrowing costs unchanged at 4.35% in its final meeting of the year in December. But of course, it will continue to monitor what's going on, and there's still significant pressure for more rate rises later. Actually, financial markets largely shrugged off the stronger than expected annual reading after US inflation data overnight came in weaker than anticipated, and traders are pricing in a 50-50 chance of the RBA raising interest rates by May next year. RBA officials have previously said wage growth of 4% is consistent with the central bank's 2-3% inflation goals, but only provided the economy's productivity performance improves. But policymakers are mindful that a prolonged period of elevated inflation could trigger larger salary demands and prompt businesses to put up prices, making it much tougher to return CPI to target. And of course, there's very little evidence so far of any productivity improvements. And in fact, wages growth could be crimped because of the much higher migration than previous, because this can put downward pressure on wages growth. But the bottom line is this: despite the better news on wages growth, there is still potential for higher rates ahead. And of course, inflation is much stronger. Therefore, people are still going back in real terms. And that means that the take-home pay of many households continues to deteriorate, as we've been discussing in previous posts. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultants standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer.
I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.